A birthday party is always a celebratory time. This weekend, Philadelphia celebrates the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the largest celebration in the U.S. The African American Museum in Philadelphia hosts a full weekend of events starting on Saturday with music and dance performances and other activities from 10 a.m. On Monday, Girard College hosts the Greater Philadelphia Martin Luther King Day of Service in conjunction with Global Citizen. The event includes a range of community-based services and activities with an emphasis on the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. It goes from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., culminating in a tribute concert from the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Once a year, we celebrate Washington and Lincoln on their birthdays.
Now, every January on the 3rd Monday, we pay homage to the man who paved the way for freedom, justice,
and equality
to make the world a better place
for you.
Happy, it's a holiday.
It's a gathering
for the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
There are more events throughout the Delaware Valley, including a Saturday tribute concert from the Voices of Motown at World Cafe Live. It starts at 8 p.m. We'll have the list on our website, whyy.org/things to do. This is also a big weekend for car lovers. The Philadelphia Auto Show kicks into gear at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Saturday, going through the 21st. From the road to the stage.
Do you want to know what's happened, George? Do you want to know what's really happened? It snapped. Finally, not me, it, the whole arrangement. Boy, you can go on forever, and everything is manageable. You make all sorts of excuses to yourself. To hell with it. This is life. Maybe tomorrow he'll be dead. Maybe tomorrow you'll be dead. All sorts of excuses. Then one day, one night, something happens, and snap! It breaks, and you just don't give a damn anymore.
There are two new theater productions opening this week. The classic play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, is at the Walnut Street Theater through February 4th. Written by Edward Albee, the play debuted on Broadway in 1962. But the 1966 film version, starring real-life couple Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, won Taylor her second Academy Award. And Mystery Stalwart, Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, opens on Friday at the Old Academy Players. Kids deserve a night out, too. And at the Penn Museum, they can have it. They're hosting the Up with the Sphinx event on Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. This is best for kids 6 to 12 and includes games, activities, a make-and-take workshop, and a flashlight tour of the museum. Sounds like fun to us. The 21 and up crowd can head to the Burbs for the Ardmore Winter Beer Fest. Over 20 local breweries will be on hand for your tasting pleasure. VIP tickets include brunch and a 20% discount on future shows at the venue. Everyone gets the sounds of Dad & Co., who promised to bring their dad funk to the event. Hopefully, they mean the musical kind. If jazz is more your thing, then you're in luck. Robert Glasper is coming to town. He's doing 6 shows and 3 nights at City Winery, so consider it a mini residency. The shows go from Friday through Sunday, but grab those tickets right now because several shows are already sold out. We've come to the end of this week's Things to Do, but before we go, we wanted to let you know there's more rain in the forecast. You may have heard that Purple Rain the musical is coming soon. But if you love Prince, you don't have to wait. On Friday, Michael Charloff and the Purple Experience come to the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood. They're a tribute band co-founded by Matt Fink, Prince's longtime keyboardist. The show starts at 8 p.m. If you missed anything or want to hear more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more Things to Do. Until then, may all the rain in your life be purple. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It's time we all reach out with something new. That means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind.